Proclamation number 8003 of 26th of September, 1961. God's work in the human being who lives in love. I want to win the love of my children. I do not want them to surrender to me out of fear. I want their hearts to press towards me because love impels them towards eternal love. And therefore I also want to prove myself as a loving father who guides his children through all adversity and who reveals himself to them in such a way that love flares up in them, because the child obviously recognizes the father. I want to reveal myself and my strength. What seems impossible I want to make possible, because all power is inherent in me which I truly also use if it does not harm your soul. For you shall also proclaim the power and love of your God and Creator, who proves himself as Father in order to win your love. I know about your will to serve me and therefore I can also come forward in an unusual way, for I will thereby no longer force your faith. Instead, through your will to serve me you also demonstrate faith, even if it has not yet reached the strength which makes you untouchable for my adversary. But I myself will strengthen this faith and thereby make you ever more eager servants, because I need you at a time of great adversity on earth. It is also the order of the day that you are courageous and full of strength, for if you want to openly confess me to your fellow human beings this also requires a certain physical strength, although I am also powerful in the weak. But people are already too far away from me because they are no longer able to recognize me in the hustle and bustle of the world. And you cannot appear confident enough to these people if you want to assert your views, which they initially regard as purely human. You must be able to appear in such a way that they refrain from any mockery or disrespect, that they listen to you even if they are not of the same mind. I want servants who have strength themselves so that they will be worthy representatives of me, for the closer the end is the more intensely my adversary will work and the more my counteraction will have to appear, for which I also need powerfully equipped servants. You shall by no means be subject to a compulsion of will, yet the love within you will become ever deeper. And out of this love your strength will also grow and all weakness will fall away from you. And I want to help you achieve this so that my word will come true, it is I who work in you, the willing and the doing. But who can only work in you if you have completely given yourselves to me, if you have become my free will. Therefore do not let yourselves be disturbed by the events in the world. For nothing can hinder you in your work as long as I need you for the work which is to be done by people. But everything can stimulate you to also change your fellow human beings' thinking. Therefore I want to inform you that my love will take care of you, no matter what may come. However, it is certain that the earth will suffer hardship because my plan will be carried out as it was determined from eternity. But I still have great things in store for you, and you shall know them when the time comes. You shall gain a small insight and always experience my loving guidance, yet you shall also feel called by me to your service. You shall know that I bless every work you do for me and my kingdom. What still seems unreal to you will very soon become reality. And my strength will flow to you in such great measure that you will truly be able to fulfill your task and need not fear that you will fail. For to whom I give an office I also give the strength to administer it. Therefore do not fear the coming time, do not let yourselves be impressed by world events. Only always remain intimately united with me and you will feel my presence. For I will never ever leave you who have surrendered to me of your own free will. And no matter what is done against you, nothing will affect you, for my angels stand protectively by your side who work on my behalf. and my adversary's power is broken as long as you stand in the light of my love and grace. But I myself will ensure that my light can still shine brightly through you. I will give you my light of love in abundance from eternity. And since you now move in the light yourselves, my adversary will also flee you. He will not be able to harass you as long as I am with you, as long as my light of love can shine through you. Amen.